on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Wednesday coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. What's going on, Matthew?
What's up?
A lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Some bad stuff.
Oh, no.
Some interesting stuff.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get some things off my chest over the next 2 hours.
That's why we do this show.
Is it therapy?
It's like your weekly venting session. You get to come in, get all of it off your chest.
Let's start with some giveaways.
Okay.
If you live in the Tampa Bay area and you're listening to us either in the Tampa Bay area or you want to come to the Tampa Bay area, I have a stack.
Stack.
A stack.
A stack. That means 1,000.
I don't know. I didn't sit down and count, but a stack of
maybe
tickets.
That's a rack. I forget. There's some kind of urban dictionary, but you have a lot.
Of tickets to Blue Oyster Cult, who you apparently, allegedly, thought you'd never heard of.
I didn't know that I knew their songs, but once you went through their catalog and you played some of their jams, I am very familiar with them, as well as probably most of the population.
And from what I understand, and I believe he still does, Buck Dharma, the lead singer of Blue Oyster Cult, who will be appearing with Blue Oyster Cult, you would hope, because he is the lead singer, Saturday at Ferg's Sports Bar, lives right here in the Tampa Bay area.
That's awesome.
So it is kind of cool.
We have a lot of celebrities in this area.
You know, I started to tell you this story, how shockingly I was giving the Tampa Bay Rays a little bit of grief, because, you know, they went on to this thing about cowbell.
Yeah, the cowbell.
You know, they had the cowbell thing, and then they would do things about more cowbell.
Right.
They would give away the cowbell.
Sure.
They had people come out and sing about a cowbell.
Right.
But they never brought out, to the best of my knowledge, Buck Dharma.
Who is
the guy singing
about
a cowbell.
Right. Now, and they didn't put a Chick-fil-A in there, so.
Yeah, that's.
So, yeah.
I also found out, of course, my app doesn't work, that you can get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich after the Lightning do something.
Okay.
I don't know if it's win or win by 400 goals or something.
Okay.
So now that I know that, I'm going to figure out the app.
Gonna be a hockey fan again?
No, not at all. But I'm a fan of free Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Right.
What about Popeyes? Have you bought into the Popeye chicken craze?
No.
Yeah. No. Have you tried it yet?
No.
Not willing to wait in line for 4 hours to try it?
I've heard conflicting stories.
You see both sides, good and bad.
I've heard them both. I'm a big fan of the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Now, when I'm on keto, and right now I'm not, so maybe I should run up to Popeyes.
Okay.
But you can't do mashed potatoes when you're on keto.
It's true.
You can't do a lot of things when you're on keto.
I think I saw a Facebook ad today that KFC is coming out with like the better burger. You know, has like vegan. It's like a, you know, meatless.
So it's not better. It's meatless.
Well, I think it's like the Beyond Burger is what they call it.
Yeah.
And so they're doing Beyond Chicken. There's actually going to be a fried chicken that's not meat.
But chicken's not bad. It's the fried part. So you're still going to fry whatever this is.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I saw.
It makes absolutely no sense. All right. It's been a week. I don't remember what's happened between then and now.
Okay.
What's happened in the last week?
Personally or professionally?
Either or both. I can take a nap.
Combat sport world?
I can take a nap while you talk.
Well, we had UFC in Russia, but it was...
All right, so I guess you want me to start with that?
I'm just saying. I mean, we did. I mean, did you watch it? Did anybody watch it?
Of course they did. Okay. A lot of people tuned in for many reasons, but the main reason, let's be honest, let's call it what it is.
To see if Khabib was going to be there.
Exactly.
Right.
And to see Greg Hardy get his rear kicked.
So Greg Hardy is now 5-2 and won no contest. You know, like, is he taking too many fights? I mean, he came in without an MMA background, came in as an athlete, a football player, you know, like, and I know he's taking all these fights and trying to, you know, I know it's how he pays his bills. I get the economic side of it, but shouldn't he take more time to develop skills? I mean, isn't that what Brock Lesnar had to do? And he took loss to Frank Mir. They had to go back and learn how to actually become a fighter.
I'm conflicted.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the background.
Right.
On and on and on. Now, do we look past that? Can we look past that? All right. He is employed by the UFC.
Right.
He is fighting for the UFC.
Correct.
So I'm not supporting him at all. We've had him on the program. It was a pretty good interview.
Right.
It is what it is. We all stand, I'm sure, on the same side.
Of course.
Right. With that all said, everybody has said he hasn't fought anybody yet. The fight that we saw in Fort Lauderdale, I'm pretty sure, and I don't think you could beat anybody, I'm pretty sure you could have taken that guy.
I don't know. If he got a hold of me, he might have eaten
me. Well, if he sat on top of you, but, yeah. But other than that.
Right.
Do you give him any credit at all for that fight last Saturday? That he took a top-ranked,
top-10-ranked
heavyweight fighter?
You have to give credit to anybody that's willing to close the cage door and go to battle with another human being. Of course, you have to give him credit. And the fact that he's taking as many fights as he can, you got to give him credit that he's not running from fights. He's not trying to just pad his stats, because there's a lot of fighters out there that won't take a loss. Mayweather, for example, who will take the easy fight to keep a 50-0 perfect record, you know, as opposed to like testing himself against the best of the best to actually determine who actually is the best fighter in that division. So I got to give him credit for that, of course. I think the off-the-field stuff in his past, I mean, people change. People, you know, make mistakes every day. And the whole point of like reform is that they become a better person and don't do it again. So, I don't know, until he does it again, I think you got to let him pass.
Well, you know, and again, this isn't, you know, sit down in therapy with Knockout Radio and all that kind of stuff. And I talked about it. I think it was in the Bucks locker room the other day, or maybe it was the Bucks media room. I don't remember which. And we kind of talked about it. And I said that, you know, when somebody does something wrong, whatever that may be, when they pay the piper,
right,
and what they came back with and said, well, he didn't pay the piper. Well, whose fault's that?
It's the system.
It's the system's fault.
Right, of course.
If he is employed, I think it's exactly what the UFC wants. They want another bad guy, another heel, another that people will pay money in hopes that the guy loses. It's kind of like the Ben Askren. You know, when somebody put up who got the better end of the trade. Absolutely the UFC did with Ben Askren.
Because it's a talking point. And people are paying attention.
People are paying money in hopes that he loses, and he does.
Sure.
You know, he's now lost the two fights, which we've talked. How many fights do I remember? Very few.
Five.
Okay, well, now we can add two more, and two of them included Ben Askren.
Right.
Well, probably all three, to be honest, because the Robbie Lawler fight
sure is
talked about because of the controversy.
Yeah.
The Masvidal fight, obviously.
Obviously.
You know,
and Damian Maia.
Because I won that bet.
You did win the bet.
I can't wait to collect, but, you know, and I will, you know, at some point. So if we look past, and a lot of people won't look past it, and I get that.
Right.
But if we do, because he is going to fight, whether we like it or not, are you not impressed? You know, in the words of Gladiator,
sure.
Are you not entertained? People are tuning in. The guy allegedly injured himself and fought through it.
Sure. I mean, do you give any kind of credit to, I mean, not credit, but do you get any kind of merit to the fact that these guys are designed to be warriors and killers and monsters
killers is not a right word.
I mean, but going
there. Well, because again, that's another, like, one of the things that offends me is when people are saying, I'm going to war. You're not going to war. You're going to have a fist fight.
Right.
That's not a war. You know, you're not a killer. You know, there's a big difference.
Well, right. But I mean, we're training
veteran last week. Weak.
But like, you know, barbarian and these warriors and these dangerous people. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, when they step outside into society, they're supposed to just turn off that switch. Like, that same trait that made them so ferocious and intimidating and dangerous and built their career and their legacy and their name, and then they just have to turn off and be a different person. You know, like is there any kind of merit that, man, sometimes they make mistakes. Sometimes maybe they're dealing with injuries and they're on medications and they do things that they wouldn't have done normally, but they're under the influence. Like, do you give any kind of pass to that?
Or? No. Past or
pass, like
past? No, zero pass. Like
they always have to be accountable for everything they do, no matter what.
Always,
no matter what the situation.
Always, you are always accountable for the situation. I think saying, well, because he was, and we're not saying Greg Hardy. We're just saying in general. You know, roided up, no excuse. You're in a fist fight, whether it's at a bar, toward a pizza, or in an octagon. no excuse. No, there, you are always held accountable for anything that you do and or are responsible, except for the car accident that I almost witnessed the other day.
Okay.
I am not accountable. I am not nothing. I want no part of this. Okay. I almost saw, and I don't want to say the greatest because the dude would have died.
Oh, geez.
I witnessed the most incredible display of driving I have ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And this is a true story.
All right.
All right. So try to work with me here.
Okay.
I know we only have a couple minutes. I'll try to get it done quickly. I am coming out of a main road. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll use the road that Torta Pizza is on. So I'm coming out and I am going to head east.
Okay.
West. I'm sorry. I'm going to head west.
West on a major thoroughfare.
On a major thoroughfare. So if you're familiar with the Tampa Bay area, I am pulling out of what's called Park Boulevard.
Okay.
And I go right.
Okay.
So I'm headed towards the beach.
Sure.
As soon as I pull out, I then get into the turn lane because I'm going to make a U-turn.
Okay.
Okay. There's traffic that's now headed east on that particular road.
Sure.
There is a car that wants to pull out of a side road who right now is on the south side of the road.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's here. And he wants to pull out and also go east. So he's going to pull out and go right. I'm going to make a U-turn.
Got it.
Not that it matters, but who has the right of way?
I would say you, because you're already in the intersection.
And the other person is at a stop sign.
So right. They have to wait for the cleared road to
exactly.
proceed.
So I'm waiting to make my U-turn.
Okay.
Traffic is now headed east.
Got it.
When the traffic allows me to, I start to make the U-turn. This older guy, I believe it was a van. I don't remember, but okay. I can picture everything that's about to happen. He saw me start to make the U-turn, so he gunned it.
Okay. Typical Florida driver.
Well, typical moron driver. So he gunned it and turned right. His biggest mistake was he didn't clear the curb.
Okay.
Okay, so he hit the curb.
Right.
He spun out, okay? I'm not good in distance. We'll say 20 yards.
Okay.
10 yards.
Sure.
He spun out. He's now facing south.
Okay.
Even though he's driving east.
Okay.
Right. Got up on two wheels.
Oh, geez.
Spun around, and now he's headed north on a road that is going east and west. Okay.
Okay.
He goes over the medium and now bolts in front of cars that are headed west.
Okay.
Two cars slammed on the brakes.
Oh, God.
He spun around again, almost hit the telephone pole, and I couldn't watch anymore.
Did he just keep his foot in the gas, just kept on it?
I don't know what he did. I almost want to find the guy and say, dude, you're the greatest driver I've ever seen in my life.
Sign him up for NASCAR.
Unbelievable.
Get Greg Hendrick on the phone. Find your new driver.
Any of the Hendricks, that's for sure. Second half of the program, we have the natural on. We're going to talk a little. Randy Kapoor.
What?
The announcement was made on Monday about the bobblehead.
How amazing is that guy?
And the bobblehead is unbelievable.
How can you go from legend? What's after legend? I mean,
is there another word other than legend?
I mean, what's the next level up above legend?
Now, when we're talking Randy Couture, okay, what is he? This is what I want you to think about, and then we're going to hit this break, and then we'll discuss it when we come back.
Okay.
What is Randy Couture legendary because whatever?
Sure.
So we'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset. You get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at RossBainesArt.BigCartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back into you live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. And did I show you the two? Well, one is a print and one is an original painting that I got from Ross Baines.
Does that have to do anything with your favorite character?
There is no other.
The one and only Mr. Balboa.
Rocky Balboa. I got a original, unbelievable painting of Rocky, and then a print from the painting of him and Dolph Lundgren.
How did you acquire such a painting? Are you at liberty of talking about it?
You know, I ran across them. I saw that the ATT gym was flying him in from England to paint the flying knee.
Wow.
And it was pretty cool. I mean, it was definitely good.
You know, you made it as an artist when they're flying you around the world to like paint the fly in me.
Well, and I saw Ross put something out on Twitter, and Joe Rogan doing it, his show, and he made a comment. Ross made a comment that you could see in the background the painting that Joe has of I forget who it was, to be honest.
Okay.
A famous athlete that was on the wall.
Sure.
And so I asked him, you know, who were some of the people? And you don't want to list everybody, and you can't list everybody. But if you go to his website, I believe, and you know me.
Right.
I am the most frugal person that you know and the most frugal people that people don't know.
Right.
Okay. Very reasonable. It truly is for an original painting. So he can paint anything. He can paint your daughters, can paint the sunset. Can paint.
You wonder how much it would cost to have a life-size naked pizza man.
Oh my! Why do you always have to like ruin everything that we do by bringing up the stupidity that you
look,
do?
The MMA bobblehead, love it.
He would not buy a painting.
He might buy. He might trade me.
No.
Trade me a Masvidal bobblehead for a naked pizza man painting. It's a fair trade.
I thought we agreed that you were growing up.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a big future planned ahead, and you're still wanting to run around naked.
Well, when you talked about the blue oyster cult, right? I was confused with Blue Island Oysters, which is the Naked Cowboys Oyster Company, which you saw in New York City. And
not only did I see him in New York City, and I wasn't going to bring this up because I knew you'd go off on a stupid tangent about being naked, but I saw something. I think it was a former New York Giant. That, and you know, we've seen this before. Brett Favre got in trouble for this because he was a part of an organization. I don't know if it was this particular one, where you pay an athlete or a celebrity X amount of dollars and they do like a clip for you.
Sure.
Like a happy birthday, right. An endorsement, or whatever.
Of course.
And your boy, the guitarist with underwear, is on the list. Mm-hmm. So you can pay this company X amount of dollars to have Brian Forte or whatever his name is.
His name is Robert Burke.
Okay, I was close.
He is known as the Naked Cowboy, and he is a New York icon.
But you told me there's more than one.
Well, so he licensed out the street vendor of the Naked Cowboy. So now he has Naked Cowgirl. He has a Black Cowboy. He has Titus. The Black Cowboy is the Hispanic Cowboy. So, yeah, he's branched
now,
out.
Now, what if you are really a Black Cowboy? Do you really have to pay him? Or if you really are a Hispanic cowboy.
Just a cowboy.
Oh, you're a cowboy.
But they wear his boots and his underwear with the handwritten Naked Cowboy in the back. And
well, can't these people wear their own underwear? Why do they have to wear his?
Trademark infringement. I mean, if you're going to use the same image and it infringes on the trademark, then you pay the man.
So if a true Hispanic who is a real cowboy went into whatever that street is in San Francisco down by the pier.
Right.
In underwear, he would have to pay this dude?
I don't know, because it's a different state. But if he did in Times Square, he's paying Robert for trademark infringement or for using his street license. Because you got to be a vendor street license to be a performer.
I'm calling my attorney.
Okay.
No, I am.
All right.
I'm finally getting something done that I have waited.
You found your passion? You want to be the Naked Cowboy?
No. You're going to like what I'm going to hire my attorney to do.
Okay.
I think you're infringing on his rights by calling yourself the Naked Pizza Man. So I'm going to hire an attorney to send a letter to you to cease and desist.
That would work, except the fact that I gave them first shot at owning the Naked Pizza Man. They declined because they got greedy and wanted me to dress up like Robert and represent oysters. And that doesn't change image of pizza. And that doesn't help my cause of changing lives one slice at a time. So they declined. They deferred. And so I own all the rights to the Naked Pizza Man.
Well, we'll see if my attorneys can change that.
Wow.
I'm gonna say.
Which is more iconic, Randy Couture or Naked Cowboy? One ran for president.
One ran for president?
Yeah. Robert ran for president.
President of what?
The United States.
The Oyster Bay?
No, the United States.
No, he didn't.
He did. Look, Google it.
Oh, my God. I've honestly heard and seen enough. Let's get back to the Randy Couture thing that I asked you. Legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary status.
Yep.
What makes Randy Couture a legend? What he did in his MMA career, the fact that he is a veteran, what he's done, you know, movie-wise, all that kind of stuff, what he has done charity-wise. what just happened with the heart attack and him walking to and from the hospital? What makes Randy Couture a legend to you?
To me, I think it's just the fact that he's just a warrior, just a champion, a winner. He's graceful, and I think he's like a true, it's what you would expect combat sports to be. A guy that's in there to win, but at the end of the day, he's like just a
who can shut it off once the fight's over.
Exactly.
Like, it goes back to what we were just talking about. So
I think that's what makes him like, and he's like just the all-American guy. Like just it's what you think of Americana at its finest, right? Like Hulk Hogan in his prime, like, you know, like what those images of just like, you know, sports athlete, America, pride, value.
I almost think the Randy Couture legend is, and I'm not taking away from his MMA career because that is legendary status, but it's everything after that. Just the kind of human being that he is.
Sure.
You know, I remember when I did some TV work, and let's put it this way. This is how bad my TV work was.
Okay.
You are a better radio personality, and you're awful. You are better than I was when I did the TV stuff with Randy. And he tried to help me, tried to bring me along. Filled in is not the right word. Okay. You know how when somebody, you know, you replace somebody and, you know, they always say, I'm not replacing.
Like a scab. What do they call those? Scrubs? Like when there's a picket line. What do you, those replacement workers? What do they call those people? Scabs.
Are you done?
Okay.
Are you done?
Well, you said you were terrible at it, so I figured.
There we go. Well, we'll just turn you off, then we won't have to worry about it. So I didn't fill in because that's not the right wording. I didn't replace because that's not the right wording. After the death of Ryan Bennett, it was short notice. They asked me to do a UFC event, and I attempted to do it.
Okay.
And it was so bad. Like I said, and I'm being honest, anybody who's ever listened to me, I rip myself, I make fun of myself, sure. I do stupid stuff. You are better on radio, and you are pathetic, and you were better than I did on this TV thing.
So was it a commentary job? What would you do in this?
I didn't commentate. I did stand-up, not comedy. Stand-up, you know, I had to set the thing, and then we were in the media room, and we talked about it with Randy, and I was so fixated on getting every word right, and that's the problem when you write a script.
Right.
You know, instead of just like a lot of times, well, every time we do this radio show, we just wing it.
Right.
We don't really have a script.
Sure.
We don't really, you know, but when you have a script and I just had it in my head, it had to be perfect. It had to be every word and I couldn't do it. And I've seen since then a lot of people that like have notes. Like if you watch the news,
right.
They have the iPad there.
Sure.
I refused to do that. I didn't think you did that. You know, I wanted to be so perfect. Doing this in the honor of Ryan Bennett, doing this just because that's how I thought it was.
Sure.
And, you know, now when I do the show, very rarely do I take notes. Do I write notes? Because I don't want to look at the note and have to read it word for word. But Randy did the best he could and helped, and I felt awful and felt like I let Ryan Bennett down. And so to me, that's the legend of Randy Couture. You know, every year he comes, you know, with Mindy to the charity event in Nashville and just on and on and on. He's just a good, down-to-earth, real person and falls under that word that I believe is one of the most overused words in the English language.
A legend.
Legend.
But, don't you think, from your own account, the reason you got away from a script and the reason that you don't do pre-production meetings, you don't want it to come off as robotic
or pre-produced.
Authentic. So when it's unscripted and raw, it can kind of go anywhere.
But don't you think if we did do that, this show would be better? I'm just saying.
I think it has potential. I mean, if you have framework. I think if we had framework where we had sections of like for the first
half hour. Well, we have sections.
First half hour.
12 minutes or so is a section. That's our section.
Right. I mean, but if we like script it, I do this, we're going to talk about UFC. The next segment, we're going to talk about NASCAR. Next, you know, I think we compartmentalize it, but then it doesn't help you relate those stories back and forth to
what's
going on.
Wing it is the way we do it. So the plan is we're going to hit this break. When we come back, we're going to wing it and talk a little bit about what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did just, was it yesterday or the day before? Shocking to some, overdue to others. We'll discuss what happens when a high-ranked first-round draft pick, third-round draft pick, fourth-round draft pick, somebody that you have a lot of time and money invested in, when it's time to cut ties. Kind of like you and a lot of your employees.
Sure.
You know, here at Torta Pizza. We're going to talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset. You get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Thanks, Mike. Knockout Radio. This is Knockout Radio Live, coming to you from Duke.
I was listening to Foreigner. I don't know what you were listening to. I was doing a little hot-blooded
Mike
Foreigner.
Evans. Does he come up on like a 6 consecutive 1,000-yard receiving?
Unbelievable wide receiver. I don't think I'm going out on a limb and saying, you know, one of the top 2-3 receivers in all of football.
I would agree.
His receiver mate having an unbelievable year as well. I was in the locker room today. And real quickly, former first-round draft pick Vernon Hargraves was released.
Released?
They'd had enough. They benched him on Sunday in the middle of the game.
Yep.
And Bruce Arians, the head coach, who got a shout-out, by the way, on The Voice.
Really?
Did you hear about that?
No.
The
Voice.
And I didn't happen to watch. I don't watch a lot of it. I know my wife does. But I guess there was a contestant, and I'm going to assume that who's the big cowboy dude? I can't think of his name.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton said that there's a quote from one of his heroes,
okay.
Bruce Arians.
Oh, wow.
No biscuits, no reward, or I don't know what the saying is. I'll look it up. I'll Google it.
Okay.
No riskets, no biscuits, or something like that. I don't know. And he said it on The Voice.
Huh.
So Bruce Arians don't play.
He doesn't.
One of the first things Bruce Arians did when he came to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no music on the practice field.
Really?
You go to any of these, or most of these other fields, most of these other training camps and practices, they have music blaring.
It's like a concert.
It's, yeah. You know, it's, they're out there, you know, going through the motions.
Right.
Nah, not BA.
Wow.
Not BA. When a reporter asked Bruce Arians about a female coach, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have 2 females on the staff.
That's the first time, right, in history?
I believe so.
I think that was what the preseason buzz was about.
One is a strength and conditioning coach, and the other, I believe, is a position coach. And somebody asked Bruce Arians about it, and I believe, and for FCC reasons, I can't quote.
Sure.
He said, "Who gives a?"
Nah, fair enough.
You don't play no games.
Yeah.
You know, how long do you think he would keep you around?
Oh,
just ask him.
I think he
could. You make the day?
I'd be his right hand man.
Do you think you could go through a whole day?
I could. Oh, he'd love me. Are you kidding me?
Seriously, he wouldn't.
He would. He would love me. I mean, at the golf scramble, he'd love me.
I don't think so.
He did.
He told me he didn't.
Oh, well.
He really didn't tell me that. But I'm sure if he knew who you were, he'd say he would make 3 minutes.
I think the person you hate the most is Ronda Rousey.
Him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he does care about your bad attitude, and if you have one, he's going to cut your ass.
Tell me, since you brought up Rhonda, who was just on the TV show 911 again.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. Time flies. And like we've always said, I don't remember walkouts. I don't remember fights. I don't. And somebody asked me what 244 was. And I said, well, in my opinion, and again, I don't remember much, that was the greatest card I've ever been to.
Right.
Now, I don't remember a card before then.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, the Tampa card was cool.
Right.
I mean,
sure.
There were some great fights.
Of course.
244, unbelievable.
From start to finish, and in the legendary Madison Square Garden in New York with the president.
You know, the Madison Square Garden thing doesn't mean anything to me.
Really?
It truly doesn't.
The site and the venue?
Doesn't mean anything.
The history?
Doesn't mean a single thing to me.
Really?
I took a picture outside with Sean.
Of course.
But I took a picture with you in Denver.
That's true.
No, I'm just saying. That, right. That's not a dig. I'll tell you when I'm throwing you a dig.
Okay.
That's just, it doesn't really mean, is Madison Square Garden more important than Wrigley Field?
They're on the same playing field, I think.
Right.
But as venues get renovated and demolished and rebuilt with
Chicago
new
stadiums, Soldier Field.
So, yeah. So, a lot of things change. That history goes away, you know, so.
I have been to, I don't want to say hundreds and hundreds. I don't know how many arenas, stadiums, fields.
Right.
I haven't walked around them. I haven't walked to, I think I could count on one hand. I walked around.
Have you ever pinned them? Have you ever, like, put.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, put a map together and like of all the stadiums that you've been to?
No.
That'd be kind of cool to see.
You know, but all I'm saying is, like, I was at Wrigley. I broadcasted in Wrigley's press box. I saw Harry Carey stumble. But I didn't walk around outside.
Right.
I did walk around the entire circle, which was a long hike at Fenway.
Okay.
I haven't walked around stadiums. You know, I've been to World Series and Super Bowls. I don't walk around.
Yeah, but
I'm
you were
fat
there.
And lazy.
You were there. You've seen it.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying to me, going to an event at Madison Square Garden meant nothing to me. Being in New York City was cool.
Right.
You know, and I got to do a couple things. I went to some stairwell. Have you seen the
Joker?
Yeah, have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen it. I've seen the preview. I know the stairwell you were referencing.
The residents of that apartment complex are livid.
Better training facility, the Rocky Steps in Philadelphia, or the Joker Steps in New York?
No, it's not even comparable. The Rocky Steps, it's Rocky.
No, but which one's more of a challenge? Isn't the Joker's more steep and a longer staircase?
I don't think it's longer. You know, it's shorter. So, like, you can't have 147 children running up the stairs.
Right, single file.
In New York.
Single
file. It would have to be single file.
Did you see Artem Lobov in preparation for his upcoming fight this Saturday in Biloxi? He was in Philadelphia and ran the Rocky Steps, doing some shadow boxing in front of the statue.
Great for running the steps. Did he run down Market Street? Did he, you know, grab the apple when he ran by? did he bang on some meat in a cooler? You know, just running up the stairs is no big deal. But that's a hike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it truly is. And you know what else is a hike? I'm going to say, I'm going to give you the correct answer on which one is a better workout.
Okay.
There is no doubt which one's a better, running the art museum stairs in Philadelphia. This is why. You pull up to wherever we were just in New York, not far from Yankee Stadium where the stairs are. You literally can park right there.
Okay.
Right there and run up.
Okay.
And somebody stopped right in the middle and got honked and stuff as somebody got out. You can't do that at the art museum.
No.
There's really, I mean, you can illegally park just like you could there, but in Philadelphia, not on some side street in New York, in Philadelphia, somebody's going to run into that car within 2 seconds.
Okay.
So literally, to do it legally, either one, and let's say legally, you would have to park a distance.
Right.
Matter of fact, I brought the bike, Jupiter bike.
Oh, yeah.
And we parked. And I rode the Jupiter bike to the Rocky statue.
That's the way to do it.
Ran up to the thing, carrying the bike, ran back down, and then rode the bike back to my car.
That's the way to do it. All right, if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it.
If you're going to do it, there's only one way to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's we briefly talked, and I know this show is flying by. We only have about 2 minutes. Your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers releasing he was a number one draft pick.
Look, no different than building a restaurant or any other business or any other club or group. It all comes down to morale and positivity within that group of your organization. And if you have somebody that's not hustling and giving up on plays and they're cancer to your football team, you got to go.
That's the issue. You can't be all. Like, if you were a superstar performing, and a cancer in the locker room,
right?
You know, you sometimes or more times than not look the other way. But when you're not performing on the field, a cancer, and I'm not saying he was, I'm just, you know, we're all assuming,
sure,
you know, the cancer in the locker room, the young people looking up to him, and then if he's not doing right, your cook or whatever,
right?
You know, that's when decisions have to be made. So.
Sure. I mean, it's a business. You know, these guys are employees, and if you don't do your job and you don't do it to the expectations of what you were hired to do, then you get dismissed.
All right. When we come back from this break, we'll go over a couple, not many, but a couple news stories and give me your opinions on some things. And if this fight were to happen, it would have to be in like Russia or Romania, which no longer exists, or someplace that doesn't exist.
Or a country with an R.
Or an Indian reservation.
Okay. A reservation.
A reservation.
With an R.
We'll talk about that and a little bit more when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset. You get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's Chuck the Ice Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Girl, right? Isn't that what that is? Hey, I was just informed. How about this? I think this is kind of cool.
Okay.
The three-letter MMA organization.
Yes.
Is going to be using one of my videos.
Yeah.
I never really shoot videos. I never think about it. I happen to have shot this one thing of Colby Covington 6 months ago, 8 months ago, whatever. And I just got a phone call to expect a phone call to sign a release.
Well, you don't really have to shoot video. You just have to document where you are because you're always in the center of action.
I guess.
And sometimes stuff around you is worthy of being redistributed.
I guess. All right. So your thoughts on... And it'll never happen. Okay. You know, it's just talking of talk. Okay. Of a tag team match with Nick and Nate Diaz and Dustin Poirier and Jorge Masvidal. A, do the Diaz brothers lose both fights? And B, is it a tag team or is it like a main co-main?
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see the Diaz fight each other and the winner of that gets the winner of the other two. Make it a tournament style, like a Bellator kind of bracket.
Yeah, well, that would never. That
I want to see which Diaz brother is the baddest Diaz brother. I don't know.
You know, say what you want about the Diazes, seriously.
Okay.
You know, and I've told people that you know, two of the top whatever disliked fighters are Nick and Nate.
Right, of course.
And they're also two of the most loved.
Right.
And they're also two of the most loyal. They're also two, believe it or not, humble. And I like Nick more now than I did last week.
Really?
I do. And I like both Diaz brothers.
Right.
You know, I like, you know, the Oakland Raiders. I like the heel. I like, you know, and they've always said, we don't want to like you if we're going to fight you.
Right.
You know, they don't want to be Eve Edwards. You know, Eve Edwards can get along with everybody, and people have told me they hated fighting Eve for that reason.
He's just a nice guy.
He's just a nice guy.
Right.
And I'm not saying the Diaz brothers are not. But for Nick, I guess, said some things on another radio show about Jorge. I like that.
Right.
You know, I have no problems with that at all. I think it's cool. I think it's good that, you know, we all say, you know, there's family.
Right.
You know, I used to train at that gym in Tampa. We're family. Well,
right.
We're not.
Right.
You know, family in the Bucks locker room. We talked about that. They're not.
Right.
They're tight. I get that. McCoy left, signed with the Carolina Panthers. There were some functions for his son's football team. A handful of the Buccaneer players went out there. They're family. But a year from now, 2 years from now, you know, when you name a godchild or a godparent,
right?
You know, I've said this all along. You know, I couldn't tell you anything about my godparents.
Okay.
They're not family.
Right.
They were close friends of my parents.
Sure.
Unless you're family, very few. You know, I mean, there's friendships and stuff.
Right.
But if you don't talk within a couple of weeks or a month, and then it's a year, and it's not like you can reconnect. Sometimes it is. Don't
right.
get me wrong.
Right. I got you.
And Nate. And Nick sticking up and standing up for Nate, I loved it.
But which one wins in a fight, the Diaz brothers versus each other?
Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, which one's the better fighter?
I don't know.
See, I think they should fight. Yeah, like the Bellator. Like we just had King Mo fight. He fought last Friday.
But he didn't fight his brother.
I know. But he did fight for his career. And to go out on top as a win, and that didn't happen for him, unfortunately.
It didn't. I spoke to him. He did his wrestling event on Saturday.
Yep.
And some big things for Muhammad Lawal.
He tried to catch the kick.
Yeah.
And then he took a straight punch and went out. So didn't it end? Do you think that's it for him?
He says it is.
Is he's done with the combat sport?
He says it is. Now, again, it's tough to, you know, say the R word. It's tough to walk away. But sure. I want to get back to your stupid comment about they should fight each other.
Okay.
And they say, you know, a lot of these fighters say it's competition. I just don't think that two brothers that are close could fight each other. It's one thing to play ping pong against each other.
Oh, you fought your brother and you still haven't forgiven him.
Well, I'm not even sure I fought him. I mean, I got punched by my brother, and I still dislike him. Correct. And I've talked to a lot of these fighters who said, you know, that they can move on. And I'm like, I need some therapy. Get me through this. Now, there's some other things as well. It's not just that. But I don't think that two brothers that are close, that compete, but could fight each other, I don't think.
Okay.
Now,
would you pay to see it as a pay-per-view? If you got if they are the title fight in Stockton, in their hometown, Diaz versus Diaz for the BMF belt.
Well, I don't know if it would be for a BMF belt. Well,
BMD
yeah,
belt. Baddest Diaz.
Diaz, yeah. the baddest Diaz person. Yeah, I mean, I would be intrigued.
Sure.
But it's not me. It's not me fighting my little brother. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I don't have any stake in it. I don't have any whatever all those terminologies are. I don't care who wins. You know, I don't want either one of them to get hurt.
Because they're the twins. Are there twins that are in boxing? They both were undefeated until like last year, right? Like the Carmelo brothers or whatever they're called.
Isn't that an Italian restaurant in New York?
Could be.
But they didn't fight each other.
Not yet. But I mean, I think.
I know that the two brothers, you know, fought an MMA fight. And I know the movie came out as well. But I don't know. Would I watch it? Of course I'd watch it.
Sure.
But I don't think, I would bet your life that fight could never happen.
Well, I think it's more possible that happens than the tag team match between.
No, I disagree.
Diaz and Masvidal.
I disagree. Really? Because the other could happen. You know, when they get released, you know, not released, but move on. And they go to Russia, where they have the 5-on-5s?
They do have 5-on-5.
It could happen. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is outstanding stuff so far. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deonta the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby! Good night.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.